I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. This next story comes from our Across Women's Lives desk. It's about Italian actress Asia Argento. She was one of the first women to speak out about predatory sexual behavior by Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. Argento became one of the most prominent voices of the Me Too movement around the world, but particularly in her native Italy. Then came the backlash. Argento was vilified by many in her home country. She was called a prostitute and blamed for the sexual assault she says she suffered at the hands of Weinstein. But that hasn't stopped Argento from speaking out. I recently met her while she was in Boston. Argento didn't pull any punches when we talked. And I should warn you, there's some explicit language in the conversation you're about to hear. Argento started off by telling me she was not surprised by the way Italians reacted.
In a way, I expected it, because they were always hostile with me, in the sense that I don't fit in the acceptable womanhood in Italy, in the sense that I've always been rebellious to the system and being pigeonholed as an actress and what an actress has to be. And it was always a rebellion with my movies. And so having always been an outcast, I feared that I could have been attacked, but I didn't expect, obviously, the complete slander of my character and slut-shaming.
Do you think that if you were a different, if you were a more stereotypical actress or, you know, Italian woman, professional, that the reaction would have been different? Do you think it was partly about you, Asia, or an image?
Yes, it's absolutely that. I know that it, because all the other victims coming from the States with the same predator were not assassinated in their character the way I was. So I know that it's because of me and because of what I've been, you know, free with my word, free with my body, free as a woman, and free to say what I want and unafraid to break this stereotype of the silent bourgeois actress who's submitted toward the male-dominated film world in Italy. And so, yes, it was directed against me.
If Sophia Loren came forward and said I was, you know, abused by all these directors, do you think people would believe her because she's a more conventional idea?
Yes, there was actually an actress from her time, Gina Lollobrigida, who spoke out and everybody believed and nobody shamed her. But then there was another actress working on TV who accused a famous Italian director, and she was vilified because she was what they call a showgirl. And so people like us were not the perfect victims. And what is a perfect victim? You see, and that's the kind of thing, conversation we need to have, I need to have with people, and to make them realize that there's no such thing as the perfect victim. There's also an ideal of the act of rape. People in Italy, at least, you know, they were saying you were not raped because you were not tied up. You were not raped because you received oral sex. And oral sex is always a pleasure for women. This is what men said. So there needs to be a complete rewiring of knowledge, pretty much, of culture.
I'm wondering, though, if outside of the histrionics and the real character assassination, did you find quiet support among Italians, men and women?
I found support, like great support, from feminist groups, which are very independent, and this became a huge thing. What happened to me, it became their battle, mostly the power structure and the media that I think is afraid in a way to lose the chair under the butt, that we women are going to come in and take their place if we come out with our truth, and there's going to be some kind of equality, which is very feared in Italy, the advancement of women.
You left Italy after the worst of the criticism and treatment of you. You've returned. Why did you return?
I returned because I understood that my place is to be there. Because here, when I spoke my truth, it was like the door was ajar, and we give it a little push, and people were ready to believe women. While there's still a lot of work to do to even change the culture.
What tangible things can come out of the Me Too movement? For average women, there's lots of places where women are really harassed and abused, you know, working class women and in all sorts of environments. What is there for them to grab onto in this movement, given that they don't have a lot of power?
Well, I don't have a lot of power either, because if I had a lot of power, I wouldn't have been harassed. What needs to happen is equality, and this has to be transversal in all workplaces. You know, it's about every woman everywhere. And that's why they're talking about, you know, men with a twisted mind, puffed up egos, to feel that by dominating women, they are more powerful. And, you know, it's a delirium of omnipotence that some men have. And this change has to happen, of course, in the families and the way we teach boys.
You have a daughter, she's 16 years old. What kind of impact has this had on her, or how has it changed how you're talking to her about being an adult and what to expect?
Well, yes, we have had many conversations. I also have a 9-year-old boy. And my daughter was more open than her friends, and she came with me many times in the streets in Rome and elsewhere. And my son, what I saw was very interesting, what he saw, what was happening to me, and the conversations we had, and he calls it the revolution. Before, he used to say, you know, boys against girls, this kind of thing, and I was like, where is this coming from? It's like DNA. So he's being also rewired by this revolution, and I am sure he will be a good man.
Has it been worth it for you? You took it a lot of heat, really tough stuff. Would you do it again?
Yes, undoubtedly. It's been, I think, the most important thing I've ever done in my life, the most difficult. It has given a new meaning to my life, much more important than the film career. And I've done it for myself, of course, to free my truth, but I've done it for the others, and that's why I'm very proud of it. Whatever slandering and pain I've suffered, it's nothing compared to seeing finally something really global happening for women, uniting together. I've met so many women, now, you know, we're a group, we're a tribe of many women all over the world.
I read that you weren't going to act anymore. Is that true, or will you continue to act?
Many years ago, I lost my passion in acting. I started acting when I was 9. And for me, it was something never fulfilling, but it was a job that I respected and I did. But I was never an ambitious actress. So since 2013, it's not what I really want to do. It would need to be like a really great movie with a great director where I can learn mostly as a director more than an actress. It's not in my dreams, no.
And what are your immediate plans now in terms of whether Me Too or film projects?
To stay alive. It's already very difficult every day, you know, to be able to wake up and tie my shoelaces and learn to live differently, because this has changed my life and I have to relearn how to live and who I am and how to be around other people.
Really? It's been that enormous. There's Asia before and there's Asia after?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Without any doubt.
And can you give an example of how you're living your life differently now than before?
Well, I've lived in a lot of fear. I'm still afraid to leave my apartment. I receive death threats, and so I have to learn not to be scared to live in Italy. But this is important for me, coming here, talking to people. I need to keep this conversation going, because I know it's the most important thing I have witnessed in my lifetime for women. And this is what Me Too is about, is empathy towards somebody else that reminds you of your own trauma, of your own experience, and then to be able to voice it, because that's the freedom, like it's the liberation, when you're able to say, yes, it happened to me too. Yes, I'm still here. Yes, you know, now I need to help others.
Italian actress Asia Argento. Our conversation was part of our Across Women's Lives coverage. Be sure to check out our Across Women's Lives on Facebook for more.